Dear editor, I'm an ONR pensioner that would like a raise. I retired in 2004, was not eligible for the 2005 increase but did get a $20 per month increase January 1, 2006, 1.6% January 1, 2007 and 1% on January 1, 2008. That was the last ONTC pension raise because the economic downturn in late 2008 left the pension underfunded. The ONTC pension is not indexed to the cost of living. We can get a raise at the discretion of the plan administrator, ONTC, with the blessing of the plan sponsor, MNDM, if the fund can afford it. Every year since 2008 a raise has been denied because the pension was underfunded. The solution to the ONTC pension administration's difficulties was to merge the ONTC plan with the Public Service Pension Plan, PSPP, of Ontario. The Treasury Board Secretariat, TBS, took over as the plan sponsor. The merger happened on May 1, 2018. There was an actuarial determination of the amount necessary to merge the plans. $570 million was sent to the PSPP on December 18, 2019. A portion of that money fully merged the active employees, with full entitlement, to the PSPP. When an active employee retires, they will have a fully COLA-indexed PSPP pension. The now-closed ONTC Pensioners Group, no one else can retire into it, was not actually merged. Rather, the group and plan were transferred to be administered by the Ontario Pension Board, OPB. A portion of the $570 million meant that a fully funded plan was handed over. Now, while the plan was transferred, the money was for all intents merged with the PSPP. The OPB now has the ability to grant our group an increase with the blessing of the TBS sponsor. An increase for 2019 was lost in the bureaucracy of getting transfer approval, September 27, 2019 approved. Increases for 2020, 2021 and 2022 have been denied because the PSPP is underfunded. The $31 billion PSPP fund is short about $3 billion. I disagree with their position and have asked for raises based on the actuarial guidelines used to transfer a fully funded plan. Those guidelines provide for annual increases linked to the investment performance of our money. I do not believe that the PSPP funding has anything to do with our plan. I've asked for help, up to the VP level at OPB, down from the finance minister to a manager at TBS with no review. I've sent letters to the chair and CEO of the OPB and haven't got a response. I say shame on the ONTC and shame, shame, shame on the OPB. Our plan, our money was transferred funded. I emailed Vic Fedeli for help. Shame on Vic Fedeli, he didn't have the courtesy to respond. Please write to Vic Fedeli and ask him to help us. Steve Murray, ONTC Pensioner Surrey, BC.